This is 787 Daily, your Puerto Rico briefing for Thursday, August 20th, 2026. Grab your coffee, because we've got roads, rivers, and a whole lot of receipts to go through. Let's get into it. First up, let's talk water, because Caraíso is having a week. The reservoir slipped 6 centimeters, landing at 37.57 meters. That's 57 centimeters above the control line, and at the current pace, we're looking at roughly 9.5 days before things get tighter. And get this. In another reading, Caraíso dropped another 6 centimeters, down to 37.63 meters, 63 centimeters above that control line, with about 10.5 days of cushion, at this rate. Either way you slice it, the trend is the same. Down, down, down. Not panic time, but definitely a let's pay attention time. Now let's head to Peñuelas, where the mayor sat down to talk security, roads, and what's coming next for the municipality. And here's the number that jumps out. 80% of the town's rural roads are in poor condition. 80%. That's not a pothole problem, that's a please fix the whole road problem. So if you're driving out that way, you already know, and hopefully, relief is on the horizon. Here's a story that made me smile. A new study found that Puerto Rican farmers can go toe-to-toe with imports, beating import costs on 30 out of 74 crops analyzed. Local agriculture holding its own against the global supply chain? That's the kind of homegrown competition we love to see. Now, buckle up, because this next one is going to raise your eyebrows. The Comptroller's Office audited the purchase of a mobile CT scan machine for the Vieques Hospital, a piece of equipment the Department of Health paid $772,400 for. And how long has that machine been sitting there, unused? 22 months. Almost 2 years of a high-priced scanner collecting dust while people needed care. That's not a headline. That's a heartbreak. And it deserves real answers, not just an audit footnote. Let's close with labor talk. The UIA and the AAA sat down at the negotiating table again, trying to hash out the Plan de Clasificación y Retribución, basically how workers get classified and compensated. No deal yet, but the conversation continues, and we'll keep you posted as it moves. That's your 787 Daily for today. Water levels dropping, roads crumbling, farmers rising, and a scanner that never got its shot. Read every one of these stories in full at 787daily.com. And before you go, your Puerto Rico fun fact for today: reggaeton grew up right here in Puerto Rico before it took over the world.